today asking the question, what's Kwanzaa?
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I called a minute ago about Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
It's got something to do with candles, too. There's seven of them. They light one each day.
So this is an extended holiday thing that goes for several days.
Right.
Black, you light red, a candle.
Black, red, and green candles.
Black, red, and green. And what are they supposed to mean?
Black for the face of our people, red for the blood our people shed, and green for the hope and their color of the motherland.
You know what? You know what? I'm switching to Kwanzaa.
It sounds like a good one.
It does. It sounds like a winner to me.
Get a whole week off.
Do you have to give presents?
I don't know. You get a whole week off instead of a day.
That's right. But I figure out, call me back, find out if, presents are involved. If it's just light and colored candles, hey, what the hell, I'm in.
Hey, sounds like a birthday.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Is this Stan and Annie?
Yes, it is.
Hey, happy Kwanzaa.
Thank you very much. Back at you.
What a guy. Hey, I got a question for you.
What?
Does that mean that if in between December 26th and the first of the year, if I go downstairs in the middle of the night and there's a fat black man dressed in his traditional gear, I'm not to be alarmed?
Have no fear.
No, he's probably just checking to make sure that your candles are lit.
Done deal. He can light my candles. All right, thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. K-Rock, happy Kwanzaa. You're on the air.
Yes, may I speak to the disc jockey, please?
Who's this, please? This is disc jockey. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sister Sarita Williams.
Hi, Sarita. Hi, Sister Sarita. Happy Kwanzaa to you, my friend.
Well, first off, I do want to acknowledge...
Me?
Yes, that you are doing good work.
Thank you. Two days in a row you told me I'm doing good work.
In that, you have brought awareness... to the celebration of Kwanzaa.
Now, you must be somebody that understands Kwanzaa, don't you?
Yes, yes, and I hear very well-intentioned people calling and offering explanations that are based at best in half-truths.
Half-truths.
And my only criticism would be, why not go? And before you bring up Kwanzaa, why not know the facts so that there is more understanding?
Well, I'm glad you called.
More unity in our community, and so that we will be enabled to increase the peace.
Well, Sister Sarita, do so. Now, is it true that this is a relatively new holiday that was concocted by a college professor?
No, the white man has just learned of this because it has been in the black community for quite some time.
It has been.
Yes, many, many years. And then what happened was the greeting card companies realized that they could make a buck off of the black man and then began to commercialize it, much as has been done with Christmas and other holidays.
Right. Hanukkah.
Where there was no Santa Claus years ago. It was only to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Right, but you have...
It was a religious holiday.
And well,
then
that's
true. And then the white devil learned that he could exploit what should be goodwill and run people into bankruptcy.
All right. That aside, Sarita, tell me about Kwanzaa. Now, is this a single day? Is it a multi-day? How did it come about? Why don't you celebrate Christmas just like everybody else?
Well, I do celebrate Christmas. As you know, I'm a Christian woman.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised that you would know anything about Kwanzaa.
Well, Kwanzaa and Christmas are not mutually exclusive. They go hand in hand.
They do.
Kwanzaa does not begin until the day after Christmas.
I see. So
I do celebrate Christmas. However,
right.
I do not have a Christmas tree.
You don't?
I do not put up decorations.
No?
I do not give gifts.
You don't?
No.
Well, is that part of the Kwanzaa belief, right?
No, that's just my own personal belief that we shouldn't commercialize.
Right.
We shouldn't commercialize
but
the birth of Christ.
I don't know if that's right, the birth of Christ, but it is also a time where we go with family and loved ones in exchange.
That goes back to pagan rituals.
What rituals? What?
Rituals that have to do with human sacrifice.
Really?
Yes, originally Santa Claus came in and took the oldest child as a sacrifice.
I didn't know that.
Of course, that doesn't sell today.
No, it wouldn't.
But Santa's origins are in blood, and thus his red suit.
That's what I figured, the red suit, blood.
But that's another story.
Right. Tell me about Kwanzaa. You would be the woman I would trust to know about Kwanzaa. This has nothing to do. Kwanzaa is a holiday on its own, separated from what, the white devil?
This is where we celebrate the richness of the black experience.
Okay.
Where we honor things that have to do with blackness.
Like?
Well, as was mentioned, candles are part of it.
Okay, yes. and it's the red and the green and the black and all the candles? Like, yes. A birthday cake.
Yes, that is correct. Only we don't use a birthday cake. We use the same thing that they do for Hanukkah.
What, a menorah?
A yarmulke.
No, it's a menorah.
Yarmulke, menorah, whatever. Where the candles go in.
Uh-huh.
And what we do is we light a candle each day.
Right.
Of Kwanzaa.
How many days is that?
That honors a different African-American that has made a difference.
Oh, really?
The first night we light a candle for George Washington Carver, who invented the peanut. The second night we honor...
He invented the peanut.
That's correct.
Are you sure about that? Read your history book.
That is correct. Are you suggesting that I can't read?
No, I'm not suggesting you can't read.
Well, then perhaps you should do
your
research.
How can you invent a peanut?
Excuse me, but I believe you're the one that doesn't know what Kwanzaa
is. Okay, I'm sorry. Next night?
The next night we honor the Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr.
Why not?
And the following night we honor Frederick Douglass.
Okay.
And the night following that, we honor James Earl Jones.
Why are you honoring him? I mean, the whole country, everyone who celebrates Kwanzaa lights a candle for James Earl Jones?
That is correct.
Oh, come on.
And the following evening, it would be the candle for Sidney Poitier. Who really, if you've seen Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, although that does involve the mixing of the races,
yes,
which
it does.
I'm against, but that does not diminish the man's contribution to breaking down barriers.
Right, let's raise it in the sun.
There you go. What are you calling me, a raisin?
Oh, that's a movie he did. He got an Academy Award for that.
I've never heard of that movie.
No, Raisin in the Sun. He won the Academy Award for
that. I've never heard of that. That sounds to me like what they always call black people on the beach and raisin in the sun and watch out, a cat might cover up your babies. That's racist and that's wrong.
You're lighting a candle for Sidney Poitier. That's the movie. Raisin in the Sun.
I wish you'd stop saying that. I was revising my opinion of you, but you keep going back to your old evil ways.
Dad, it was the name of a movie.
The following night,
what?
We honor Walter Payton. Sweetness. And the final night of Kwanzaa, when all of the candles are burning, we honor the late Isabel Sanford. That's Florida from Good Times.
Isabel. Isabel Sanford.
She played Florida on Good Times and was one of the first role models on television. It was the first show.
Your whole holiday's wrong then.
With blacks.
Isabel Sanford played Louise Jefferson and she's alive and well.
Well, you do it your way, I'll do it mine. And perhaps the best way to explain Kwanzaa is to explain exactly what it means.
What does it mean?
Kwanzaa, in and of itself, is a nonsense word. But if you look at the letters of Kwanzaa, each letter stands for a word.
Oh, it does?
And it explains it perfectly.
Okay, do that, and then I gotta go.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
Kwanzaa. That stands for Kick Whitey's Ass. New Zulu Attitude. And that's all you need to know.
You need to know that you're lighting a candle for a woman that's still alive and did not play Florida.
Kick Whitey's Ass. New Zulu Attitude.
Bye, Sarita. Have a happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa to you.
When does that start now?
That start the day after Christmas.
Okay.
And all you have to do is go out and you can get it in any Jewish store, yarmulke.
No.
Although, I wish you would go to a black business to buy it. We do have some.
Right, where you sell the menorah?
That is correct.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Sarita.
If you want to, you go by the store on Anderson.
Okay. All right. You still call it Anderson?
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Southwest Florida. Sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that has ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Somewhere in Southwest Florida, an ancient evil stirs. Then Stan and Haney stepped on it. You're welcome. And remember, kids, evil is for pussies. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Everything's been messed with. You know, our monitor has been turned. Everything. Our ship light is turned off again.
Everything. Everything is every Monday.
And it's all because of this Ken.
I warned you about him.
What a snake in the grass.
Comes across as a nice guy and then just tampers with everything in
well,
here.
Well, it's all an act.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a put on.
It's passive aggressive.
Yep.
Haney.
I can't apply.
No, turn it. That's perfect. Boy, have I had a day.
And, you know, it's not even that I care about the monitor, but I'm used to seeing it there in my peripheral vision.
Are you going to ask me how I am?
Are you going to ask me how I am?
I've been under test after test after test today.
Oh, but that's not because you're sick.
No, it's because I got something. Let me tell you what.
No, there's so many different things going on. See, I got stuff I got to get done, too, but I got to wait until I'm done being sick before I can seek medical attention.
I've been up since 5:30.
I forgot that was today.
5:30 a.m. is when I got up because I...
To be poked and prodded.
And I was surprised poked and prodded.
Did you have to fast or anything?
Yep. No, hold on.
Well, there, nothing makes you happier than that. I'm sure you weren't irritable.
I got up at 5:30 for two reasons. One, I had a, you know, I got a show to do, so I have to get my stuff ready. Two, at 7:15, and I don't know if anybody, I know people have done this, and you're going to know what I'm talking about. At 7:15, I had to drink a sports bottle full. Yeah, barium. And drink it down. Tough.
Do you still have hints of Marley's disease?
Yes.
I don't know how you...
I'm coming out of it, but...
I don't know how you swallow chalk with that.
So then 8:15, 1 hour later, I had to drink another barium. And then I go...
But the first one didn't take?
They have to get it into your system, the first one to look. And then, so you get upper and lower. And let me tell you something, kids. Here it is, just after 2 o'clock.
There's two letters you don't want to hear. G-I.
Yeah, it's just after 2 o'clock. This stuff, if you hear something or if there's a rumbling or
well, it's
something
so when they,
foul,
isn't it so when they hit you with the radioactive stuff,
yeah.
This stuff will absorb it.
Yeah, so, all right, I'll tell you what, I had a CAT scan today, which is simple enough, you think. So I drink the barium. Oh, it's so smooth and delicious. And the lady that takes me into... Oh, thank you, Zito. Thank you, pal. By
what
the
do
way,
you say, Zitz?
the lady takes me into the room, the prep room. Because I never had a CAT scan before.
See, immediately I'm picturing that Blink 182 album cover where the nurse has got the rubber glove.
Oh.
And she's kind of trashy looking. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep. And so she says to me, we're going to set you up for an IV. I said, what?
So you've been attacked. You walk through the door and none of this is scheduled.
I said, an IV? I wasn't told that this was going to take that level, that it was just going to be a regular one.
I thought this was one of those where I got to keep my pants on.
And she said, well, I did keep my, well, I had to lower them to my thigh.
But you know what I mean when you go to the doctor and you're not expecting to have to take your pants off? So I wasn't told about this.
So she says, we're going to start your IV because they got... And I don't... You guys know what it's called. They told me what it was, but I was so shocked. I don't remember what the name was. So they go in and they take my CAT scan because of the chalk I drank.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tells me, we're going to go and inject this other thing into you through your IV. Have you had this done before?
Let me put my stuff into you.
Yeah. I said, no. He says, here's what you're going to feel. He says, you're going to feel...
Fire.
Fire. You're gonna heat up. You're going to be hot. You're going to taste something in your mouth.
Oh, Jesus.
And you are going to, like, through your sinuses, you're going to smell something, taste something. Your body's going to get hot, and it's going to feel like you're peeing yourself. I said, what? Don't worry about it.
And this is on purpose, right?
Yes.
This is the desired outcome?
And he said, but you're not peeing yourself. You're just going to feel like it. And it'll go away quickly. Keep in mind, Haney, this is before 9.
Mm.
So I'm lying on the thing. He takes the CAT scan. Then he comes in with the syringe to inject into my IV. And he says, here it comes. You should be feeling something. Right off the bat, I feel...
And it's different with an IV because that's a full body invasion.
Oh!
You're not drinking it. It's not hitting you slow.
No,
it's coming
direct.
At you.
And so... I've never had it done to me before, but sure enough, I started feeling it in the back of my throat. I started tasting stuff, and my body got hot, and for about 45 seconds, it felt like I was peeing myself. The heat went straight down to the lower groinal region.
Like a Viagra?
And traveled up the...
Urethra?
Yeah, up the Frank. And I still got this cough. And I'm like, oh, geez. For a second, it felt pretty damn good. It was like you're warm.
And warm and tingly.
And urinating.
And I'm allowed.
Yeah, but you're not, really.
The doctor said it's okay.
Then it went away. And then they took another couple of pictures of me. Then they took the IV out. Then they sent me over. And I was laughed at. I was sent over to the X-ray room where I was supposed to get an X-ray. Now, last time I got an X-ray was chest X-ray. It was probably about 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago.
I should have one every year because I smoke.
Shut up.
Well, that's a decision you made. You decided to make that gamble,
so,
Stan.
Last time
not
I...
Not the doctor.
Right. Oh, and I've heard it from so many. So, I'm sitting there. The X-ray tech comes in. She says to me, okay, we're ready now. Now, the last time, 4 years ago when I took the X-ray, they made me take off my shirt and go and lean up against the X-ray. So I said to her, I don't know how far medical advances have come. I said to her, I said, do you need me to take my shirt off? No, you don't have anything metallic on your shirt. Just
no, I'm just asking in case you preferred it.
Yeah, I thought that.
Yeah.
All right. I went and had all that done and... got out of there, finally had a cup of coffee, something to eat, and it's been going on all day. I can't go to the bathroom. It just feels, number two, it just feels like I have to go because this chalk shake that I drank through me.
And who knows, the IV with the chalk, who knows what's been putting you.
And.
Because they don't tell you.
That stuff that heats you up. Here's what he told.
What they give prisoners?
I don't know. Like a lethal injection.
Yeah.
He said to me, you got to get this stuff out of your body. There's no food restrictions.
Well, what do you mean you're telling me I got to get, you're the one that put it in there. What do I do?
I need to drink more fluids today than I normally do. To
get rid of the poison they put in you.
To get rid of the poison. I'm doing great. Everything's good. Then Thursday, I got another appointment. And Friday, I got an appointment. Happy holidays. Everything's good here. I just feel like I've been hit by a Mack truck.
Roger Marley.
Patient zero.
I cursed his name all weekend.
You know who's starting to sniffle and feels a little something in the back of his throat?
Who?
Zito. As he identified himself today, patient 12. We'll be back. I can't take
completely
this.
Avoidable, Stan.
Completely.
Stan and Haney. Don't worry, they're only doing their C-list material right now. It'll get better. 96 K-Rock.
Don't count on it. What do you want? We just got started. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Now, we're about 18 before 3 o'clock right now, and I give you a time check because starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon, you can join our own Jeff Zito. He's going to be hanging out at Howl Gallery and Tattoo in Fort Myers, moderating a special Q&A with Under Oath's Spencer Chamberlain and Aaron Gillespie while performing an exclusive acoustic set at 4 p.m. That's going to be at the Howl Gallery and Tattoo in Fort Myers.
So
head over there.
He's moderating. What is this, geopolitics?
Well, what they do is they talk music and stuff, but they got a great setup over at Howl where they're on a little stage. They got the chairs. They do the Q&A. They got people asking questions. And Zito moderates it like a David Frost.
Did he ever become Sir David Frost?
I believe he did.
See, we don't get that here.
Nope, we don't. The only thing that we can shoot for is becoming a Kentucky colonel.
I don't know. Any chance we could get like a Kennedy Center honor?
Yeah, but no, not a chance. Not a chance. We can't even get a Florida Radio Hall of Fame honor. And trust me, there's a lot of people in this business that did a whole bunch less than us, and they're in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we've never been approached for that. There is something, I think, called a Distinguished Floridian, where you get to be on the website.
Really? Look into that. Maybe a producer can nominate us.
I think it has to be somebody you don't know, but we could disavow him.
Yep, I've never seen him before in my life.
Nope, don't know who that is.
Grab Bag, brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. By the way, top of the hour, I'll have a chance to explain it, but this is Stan saying this. Dave the Waterman may have turned a new leaf.
I've been telling you.
What I heard this weekend from multiple sources has me saying maybe he can find his way out of a paper bag.
He's been working hard.
This is what I'm hearing. I'll discuss later. Get ready to buy it, too. The Ultimate Christmas Collection, Ultimate Christmas Song Collection is coming soon, but there's apparently a little holdup with it. It should have been released by now. Little holdup.
There's nothing like classic Christmas music this time of year. And coming soon, the Ultimate Christmas Collection, with great songs like Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, sorry, that one's out. It's a Mean Short People.
Oh, well, songs like Frosty the Snowman.
That's out, too. No mention of a snow woman in that song, so it might be offensive to equal rights activists.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Bullying.
Do you hear what I hear?
Offensive to the deaf.
I saw mommy kissing.
Inappropriate behavior.
How about Santa Claus is coming to town?
Nope. We don't know his immigration status. Could be an illegal.
Sleigh bells? Let me guess.
Cruelty to animals.
All right, forget it.
Absolute Law text line. I haven't flipped in regards to Dave, despite what a texter is saying. Oh, geez, Stan drank the Kool-Aid.
No, I'm just
observing.
Dave has been doing the right thing consistently for a while now.
Well, relatively speaking.
At least a couple of weeks.
Right. We've known him about 20 years. So that's why I'm reserving judgment. I'm just seeing positive signs. Get a load of this.
Signs, positive signs.
Yeah. An elementary school principal in Nebraska. Finally, somebody fighting back. An elementary school principal in Nebraska was put on leave last week. Why don't you go and take some time off and think about what you've done? Why?
But what did he do?
She sent out a memo that basically said anything Christmas-related was not allowed in the classrooms. Abide by. And the school district said, why don't you take some time? Here's some parents and other people discussing what this principal did.
I feel like it was very deliberate and intentional about eliminating just Christmas. Educating our children is very personal. And we give our children over to educators to not only educate them about math and science, but learning all kinds of other things. If a school is going to be able to eliminate everything about Christmas, and that it may not stop there.
The principal, here's the principal, wanted no candy canes, Christmas music, pictures of Santa. Oh, no, that's... And somebody smartened up and said, no, that's wrong.
I was thinking about this over the weekend, and I don't know because, you know, my daughter's been grown up a while now. When we were kids, you know, every child starts out as a barbarian.
Yep.
Running around like a bunch of wild Indians.
Yep. You left them in the jungle, that'd be another thing. They'd be living with the upper primates.
But when you and I were little, and we didn't think much of it at the time because it's just how things were, we had two things, and I don't know if kids have them anymore. We had the scouts, and we had the church.
Yep.
To straighten us out.
Yep.
Is that still there?
The Boy Scouts are including girls now, and that's got the Girl Scouts all upset. And church, well, you've got a generation of a larger generation of people that question the church. Now, that does not to say that on Sundays, especially where I live, I got a lot of churches. Let's still.
But
a lot
I'm talking about kids.
Yeah.
You know, more Sunday school than church.
Here we told you last week about the guy in Cape Coral with the sign, there's no such thing as Santa.
Yeah.
This is apparently the in thing to do with your lefties now.
What do they get out of it?
Because it's going around all over the country.
What's in it for them
I
to
have
destroy
no idea.
Something?
A 31-year-old guy in Texas was arrested for trespassing at a Breakfast with Santa event over the weekend after he walked around telling kids Santa wasn't real. This is new for this year. Oh, yeah, you picked it up in school when you were a kid. This organized, get somebody with a sign going up to kids at Santa events is brand new for this year. It's the latest thing. The mayor of the town, and who's a member of the church where this was going on, had his comments about this clown ass that got arrested for trespassing, telling kids there's no Santa.
We love Santa Claus. We love Christmas in Cleburne, Texas. And I hope those protesters know they're probably going to get a big lump of coal instead of being on the nice list.
Christmas is love. It's not Santa. Christmas is love. And love is giving. And if you want to give through Santa, that's... I still believe in Santa, so.
I can't imagine why anybody would want to protest Santa.
Me neither. But it's the in thing to do this year.
It's whack.
Yep. We've known this. Haney and I have known this because we've seen the videos over the years. If you're in Australia, vacationing down there, doing something, and you run into a kangaroo, beware, they're not your friend.
Mm-mm.
You don't want to go up and pet them. You don't want to say, oh, look, what a big mouse. Like
you don't
Sylvester
want to box
did.
Them.
You don't want to box them. Just the girl's reaction. A guy in Australia went to keep his dogs from getting into a fight with a kangaroo, but... wouldn't you know it, the kangaroo completely turned and charged at him instead, got knocked down with a kick to the chest. His daughter filmed the whole thing, and she found it quite amusing that the kangaroo turned on her dad.
Dad is coming! Dad! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
Don't mess with a kangaroo. Again, I will say it again. Kangaroos are not your friends.
Now, Stan, I think you can acknowledge it's easy to see. When you look at a kangaroo, you think, hey, this was put here for my amusement.
Yeah, you'd think that.
Perfectly natural.
Guess again. All right, I got
you. And I don't know if you saw it. It was out over the weekend. Kangaroo died, 12 years old, but it was all muscle bound.
Much muscle.
Yeah, and they had it at a tourist attraction where it would crush buckets for tourists.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Do you see the chicken?
What chicken?
In India,
yeah.
I think it was. Farmer was all upset because he thought there was a baby cobra coming to get his chickens.
Yeah.
Rooster goes over, pecks at the thing, cobra swallows it whole, walks off.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Take that, rooster.
Nah, I mean, the rooster just ate the snake and walked off.
Oh, the rooster ate the snake.
Yep, because the farmer was going out there and he was going to try to get it to save his chickens.
Yeah.
But the rooster beat him to it.
He rules the hen house. I got an amazing thing for you to hear. Those of you that are like Haney and I and enjoy the universe and space. They got that new rover on Mars, that new deal that just landed on Mars.
Now, is that a rover?
I don't think so. It's just a driller.
Yeah, it's just in place, but it's going to drill down.
But it's got a lot of neat things.
And Voyager 2 left today. Left the heliosphere.
Yep, there you go. Now listen, this is amazing. Might not sound much like much to you, but this is amazing. NASA released the first ever audio recorded on the surface of Mars. Two sensors on the InSight lander picked up the sound of vibrations caused by what they say is a 10 to 15 mile per hour wind on Mars. Another piece of equipment also recorded audio of Mars picking up the wind. They say so that it you can really hear it. They just changed the frequency on that. Adjusted the windscreen. Yeah, this is the sound of wind on Mars. Amazing. 10 to 15 mile per hour wind. First time we've ever heard sounds from the red planet.
Yeah. It's got an atmosphere.
Yep.
It's just not very good.
It's gone viral. Everybody's talking about the Miami Dolphins and their last second amazing go for broke lateral.
Haven't
down
seen
the field.
That since Duriel Harris with the hook and lateral.
Now, if you're a K-Rock fan or you're from Florida, you heard the Miami Dolphins broadcast it. They are going nuts. You heard which is the one that they're showing everywhere, the national broadcast of the game. It was CBS and their broadcasters. What did this Miami Dolphin flea flicker lateral last second sound like? Well, with the Patriots announcers.
Mid-range, and I mean, time is run out. Mid-range pass to Kenny Stills. It looks like the guy is going to wrap him up. Stills laterals to Devontae Parker, who immediately laterals to a streaking Kenyon Drake coming up the sideline.
Yep.
And of all people, who misses the tackle?
Gronk. Here's how.
Because Gronk was back there to defend against a Hail Mary that never happened.
Here's how the Patriots announcers, they're thinking another win. This is academic.
Yep.
Patriots are going to win.
And Tannehill completes the pass, but not going to do him much.
Take a listen. This is the Patriots announcers.
Tannehill throws down the middle, caught by Stills. Laterals back to Butler, or rather Parker, who flips it to Drake. He runs across the 40 of New England, angling inside to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. He's going to win the foot race to the end zone. The Dolphins are going to win it on the lateral. Once, then twice, and Drake takes it in, and the Patriots stand stunned in disbelief.
I don't know what to say.
Never seen anything like it.
Really on the field is confirmed. It is a touchdown.
They didn't know. They were silent.
Jesus.
Hey,
I don't think it's good enough, but maybe we should play it back just to see if we can grab that. That initial one, Junior.
I don't think that it's good
enough. I don't think
enough.
So, but you never know.
All right,
we can give it a shot.
There you go. Shh.
Tannehill throws down the middle, caught by Stills. Laterals back to Butler, or rather Parker, who flips it to Drake. He runs across the 40 of New England, angling inside to the 30, 25, 20, 15. Teddy's going to win the foot race to the end zone. The Dolphins.
Yes, they are. Amazing.
That broadcaster right there, that was the reaction. Jesus.
Oh, jeez. All of the fallout.
By the way, did you see any other football?
I didn't watch any football.
Not even the highlights?
Oh, highlights. Yeah.
Did you see the game that Baker Mayfield had for the Cleveland Browns?
No. Huge.
Stan, you know, going into this year's draft, what I really wanted was to see Baker Mayfield throwing touchdown passes to Jarvis Landry.
Yep.
I was hoping it would be in a Miami uniform.
No, they only excel afterwards.
He was slinging it.
And Landry was catching it, wasn't he?
He threw a touchdown pass to Landry, double covered in the end zone. He had about six-inch window and put it right there.
And Landry was able to hold on to it.
And they were having Landry take handoffs, and boy, he's just kicking ass.
Snoop Dogg had a special video message to Kevin Hart following his stepping down.
How is it that Snoop Dogg knows everything and is always right, and he's got a statement?
You know the whole thing? Kevin Hart was named to host the Oscars, and then when they found stuff from a decade ago...
Yeah, he refused to apologize, lost the gig, and then apologized anyway.
Here's Snoop Dogg. Little message to Kevin Hart.
Hey, kid. Don't trip. That ain't our kind of no way. Oscars? You're right. Come do the BET Awards, cuz. Or Soul Train. They don't care. You a comedian. Cracking jokes. Y'all want me to host it now? Nah, I don't think so. I got to do. And I got way more customers before I get to you. Kevin Hart, smoke a blunt. Tell the Academy to suck a d*** or die trying. We still love you. And Grammys too.
Yeah. That's why he's the most respected intellectual in America today.
The grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls. We've got some great prizes this week. I mean, really great prizes this week. And Dave the Waterman turning a new leaf? The stuff I heard over the weekend.
I've been telling you.
I don't even think it's the same person.
I've been telling you. He's serious this time.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than to receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, phone line. If you want to call us, lines are open. No excuses. Area code 239-277-9600. I'll go over some great prizes in just a second. If you contribute to the show, we could award you one of those prizes. But before we do that, Jeff Zito, right now, hanging out at Howell Gallery and Tattoo in Fort Myers. He's monitoring that special Q&A with Under Oath's Spencer Chamberlain and Aaron Gillespie. They're going to be performing an acoustic show at 4. So get over there. Howell Gallery and Tattoo in Fort Myers. Coming up in just about 25 minutes or so. And I want to thank a Stan and Haney emailer for this segment. He compiled a list. We're talking about a baby, it's cold outside, and how inappropriate it is and all that. He compiled a list of Christmas songs and the crime involved, how the lefties would think it's wrong.
I don't know. The American flag is now a symbol of oppression.
Yeah.
I don't know how to live in this world.
Wait till you hear this list, and he's got valid points on all of them. We'll do that in about 25. 277-9600. Let me go over the price. Oh, also, later on today, Wayback Machine. We're going to take a look at what was on the Billboard pop charts for this very week. I think this very day, back in a particular year, we're going to take a look at the bottom five of American Top 40.
You know, you can't watch the Honeymooners anymore.
Why? Oh, because Alice, you know, to the moon?
Yeah.
He's going to slug her.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Horrible. Jeez. We've got 3-day car rental, Naples Nissan, $50 to the Pewter Mug North, Stan and Haney Babaku Saw.
Can't watch the Flintstones anymore.
No. What? Why?
Oh, because who are we to sit in judgment of their culture? Well, right. How is our culture superior to theirs?
And this violent kid, Bam Bam.
Yep.
How is our culture superior to theirs? I bet they don't have the CO2 problems we do.
Get a load of this. This, for you comic bookers, and there's a lot of you, like, Junior, when he heard this as a prize that we're giving away, really perked up.
You don't say.
Yep. How would you like to win a yearly subscription, 1 year subscription to Marvel Unlimited?
I don't know what that is.
I didn't know what it was until I found out. It is a streaming service for comic book lovers. It goes on your phone, your tablet. Think of it as like Netflix for comic books. Features unlimited reading of over 24,000 comics. More added every week. It's goes for $9.99 a month and $69 a year. But we're this week giving away free year subscriptions. We'll give you the secret thing to get on there and do it. We also
a secret thing.
Yep. You know, you got to have the code. We have a Subway. We have maybe WWE tickets.
Maybe.
And also, you paranormal people. Southwest Florida UFO Paranormal Conference is going to be happening. We got tickets if you want to go to that, too.
Hmm.
So we got a great batch of prizes. You got to contribute. We got to award you the prize. And it goes like that, 2779600. What do you got for us, Haney? I think this is when Mick Taylor was with him. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. It's Jack from Naples.
Hey, Jack from Naples. How are you, buddy? What's on your mind today?
Hey, Saturday night, my son and I, Matt. Hey, Matt, what's up? We were at a Christmas party in Bonita.
Yeah.
Blackfoot and the Outlaws are at the Christmas party.
That's great. Nice job.
The owner says... the guy putting on the party, I go up and say, hey, thank you for having me. It was the greatest thing I ever done. Outlaws are my favorite band. He said, hey, meet me at the door at 7:30. And I said, for what? I don't owe you any money or anything. He goes, just meet me over there. So I meet him at the door, and I said, okay, what are we doing? He goes, we're going in to meet the Outlaws. They were in the room just chilling. We go inside and start talking to them like they're regular guys. And Blackfoot come out and sat with everybody at the Christmas party. It was incredible.
That sounds great.
Ah, that's not. I wish I'd gotten an invite.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
The Outlaws.
Yeah,
the Outlaws.
Right on.
This was at somebody's house?
No, it was at a venue that a company had put on, and mm-hmm. this guy had been planning for 8 months to get the Outlaws and Blackfoot there. And, you know, they're an old 70s band. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, really? Are they?
Well, you're lucky you got to go.
Yeah. Hey, what can I get you?
I got to meet them all.
What can I get
you? I don't need anything.
All right,
you have a merry...
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you. 277. By the way, I got to tell you about this. Dave, I don't know what I'm witnessing here. Different scenarios, different time. I'm playing golf on Sunday with my pal Chuck, the golf pro.
And how's he doing, by the way?
He's doing much better. And,
love him.
And he's hit his retirement, and so he's doing really well.
He is a man who has lived many lives.
Yes, he has, and successful at them all.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on the 17th hole, and he says, oh, I wanted to tell you this. He says, I'm listening to you guys, and he said, wife and I were going to go out to dinner, and we're listening to you and Haney, and we get to the restaurant parking lot, we shut the car off, we go eat, come back out. And he said, I don't know, what the heck? He says, I was a little surprised by it. He said, the radio's still on, and there's Dave the Waterman on the air at night with some other guy. His words, some other guy. I said, yeah, that's Roger. He goes, you know, I always associated Dave with being a big F-up. He said, but I listened to him. Wife and I were in the car driving back, and it was on. He's pretty good. I said, yeah, he is. I said, when he puts his mind to it, he can do it. He goes, I was shocked. He says, he's a screw-up. He said, but I'm listening to him. It's pretty good.
I'm very proud of him.
So, over the weekend, I know that bike night was going on up in Cape Coral. I get a text from one of our friends, mainly a friend of Dave's, because they provide him with an awful lot of stuff, including plying him with alcohol, and got the text from her and said, I can't believe it. Dave is at bike night, and we went up. We were having a good time, went up to him and said, hey, let us get you a beer and enjoy the evening. This is Dave. He turned it down, said, thank you, but no, I have to work. I have to go up on stage and do some stage announcements.
Nice.
No alcohol for me. I come into work today. There's Zito telling me he was there at bike night from beginning to end, worked. And he said, I got no complaints. He put a 110% effort.
He's given it all he's got.
And one thing, though, and I can't fault him for this, but evidently the band that was on stage before, the headline band at bike night, they were up on stage doing a lot of woo. Dave thought they were doing it in tribute to him, and so
because that's his,
not Ric Flair's or anything, and he thought it was his, and the band was just doing it as part of their routine, and he wanted everybody to know that he invented that. But that's understandable.
He invented All Right, yeah. All Right, All Right, yeah, yeah. Too.
Oh, great song, Katie. Highway 99, and the walls came down. All the way to hell. Never saw them when they standing, never saw them when they fell. Nice choice, Katie.
Thought you might like it.
Ahoy, who's this?
Chad Britta, and I haven't talked to you guys in 12 years.
Okay, slow down.
It sounded like she said, this is Todd Bridges. Yeah, I haven't talked to you in 12 years.
So, hi, Todd. Welcome to the show.
It's Kat.
Kat?
Yes.
Kat Bridges?
Schneider.
Schneider?
Brita, like bread.
Kat Brita.
Okay.
Kat Breeder.
Yeah. I haven't called you guys since Mr. Scott died, so it's been a few years.
It's been more than a few years.
It's been over like a decade.
Well, I was in New Jersey, and I'm back.
Oh, whereabouts in Jersey, baby?
Flemington.
Yeah, we've been living in Flemington this past weekend.
Thanks
to Roger Marley.
We got a lot of phlegm buildup. What can we do for you, sweetheart?
I just was driving, and I pulled off the road and gave you guys a call for your whatever you're doing today.
That is so great, and I'm so glad that you called in to say hi. Now, you're up in Flemington, New Jersey. You're down here for good now?
Yeah, I moved back. I lived in Naples before. Now I'm living in La Belle.
Oh, that's a different...
That's God's country.
That's a change in lifestyle there.
Yeah, it's a retirement change.
What can we get you, sweetheart?
Anything.
Well, let me look. You want something to eat? Do you want... what else? You want to go to the wrestling?
No?
All right.
Not the wrestling.
A barbecue saw?
What's that?
Do you like
it? Yes, that's what I want. What is that?
That's Stan and Haney barbecue saw.
It's the best.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, hold on. Dan jumped up out of bed. The story of Tweeter and the Monkey Man. She took a gun out of the drawer and said it's best that you don't know.
And the walls came down. Face down in a field. The Monkey Man was on the river bridge using Tweeter as a shield.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. This Hi. Is Gary from Naples.
Hi, Gary.
My quick doctor story. I went for my first, when I turned 50, for the first prostate exam.
Now, a prostate exam is done in the doctor's office, always done. Then you have the colonoscopy that's done.
I know. I understand that because I'm older now. But I laughed because it was my first time.
Yeah.
And it was funny because she asked, she goes, I have some practicing physicians.
Yeah.
So I had three people in there, and they kept, I got back to work, and they made fun of me. I said, oh, no, all three people were doing the thing, and she was teaching them how to treat a patient.
Yeah. Yeah, and you were a guinea pig. Sorry,
absolutely.
PETA.
Yes, and they laughed at me at work because it was my first time, and I had no idea. I said, is that normal? And they're like, they laugh so hard. But then I got to turn around and do the other deal, and she's doing the other deal on the other side. And I'm like, what the...
Well,
really?
Was there at least a courtesy reach around?
Yeah, courtesy grab there.
I have to admit, they were all cute young girls.
Yeah. What can I get you?
Probably scarred for life.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know what, Stan? I would love that car rental thing. I just saw you or heard you say that.
3-day car rental from Naples Nissan. And you'll love it. Hold on. We'll get you a certificate, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All
love
right.
you.
Hold on. I had to get a testicle examined once. And it was at an office in Cape Coral. And
oh, you've had all kinds of things happen to you medically that are just unacceptable.
And so I'm lying on the table. This is like what this guy was going through. I get checked in. I go... in the doctor started, and the nurse, a little cutie pie, comes in. She's got her clipboard and stuff, and the doctor throws the sheet over, and I'm exposed right there as he's examining, and she's right there. I mean, what are you doing here, sweetheart? This is between me and the doctor, and she's jotting down all the stuff, and she looked at the chart and she goes, oh, you're Stan from Stan and Haney, aren't you? You know how you feel when you're down there completely exposed to the world? The doctor's examining you, and you got some toots in there with a clipboard, recognizes you as you're in full bloom.
Yep. Well, the dirty work's being done.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. This is good stuff.
I wonder how many people have never heard of the Traveling Wilburys.
A huge chunk. You know what? I can throw it over to Junior. He won't know who was in the Traveling Wilburys. Who's in the Traveling Wilburys?
Tom Petty, Bob Dylan. There was another guy.
There was another guy.
There's a few other guys.
Those are the names that come to the top of my head.
Mm.
So you had, Tom Petty and Bob Dylan?
Yes.
Tom, who else?
I'm
drawing a blank. I don't know.
What's the biggest rock band of all time historically?
I don't know. The Stones? I don't know.
No, their counterpart. Starts with a B.
Rhymes
with... The Beatles,
Yeah.
John Lennon?
No. You're close.
It's someone in the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not John Lennon.
Was it Paul?
No.
George?
Yes.
Okay.
Who else?
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
Only the Lonely. Roy.
Pretty woman walking down the street.
Yeah, I don't know.
Roy Orbison.
Oh, okay.
You ever hear the band The Electric Light Orchestra?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff Lynne. Hmm. The lead singer and founder and creator and
Interesting.
Pretty big band, huh? Very talented band.
The greatest thing about the Wilburys to me is that they legitimately seemed like they were having fun.
They did.
They were enjoying each other.
That's how they made the album. They just decided to hang out and play the music they wanted. And here's the other thing about that. Roy Orbison, who passed away before their second album came out, was about 10 years older than they were. And when they asked him to come and join them because they were idols of him, he couldn't believe it. You want me to sing with you? And they said, yeah.
It's all a matter of perspective.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a break. Because I could keep listening to this stuff.
Chris, I was just thinking that. I realize we don't have time, but it would be great to be able to play some Wilbur.
Yeah, you got She's My Baby on there? Just 10 seconds of that? She's My Baby?
Let me see.
That one is...
That wasn't the one I was thinking of,
no,
but I do have
No, but that's the rocker
it.
Out of the whole... This one just rocks. They are kicking ass. Listen to this solo guitar.
She better not leave me and go after Hollywood. She got the best pudding in the neighborhood. She's my baby. She can drive a truck. She can drive a train.
My baby.
She can't even. She's coming over from places she's never been before. She sits down on the sofa, she pours herself a drink. Says, honey, 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 ain't no time to change.
Let's get that guitar in there.
She came home last night and said, honey, 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 it's hard to get ahead.
All right, we got it. I can keep listening to it. I'm sorry. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Our show is like a big party. A party in your ears. And we're all coming. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Oh, about 20, 25 minutes away from your first look at traffic. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. And about an hour away from the Wayback Machine. Take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very day. Back in a particular year. We'll tell you when we get there. A couple of things from the Absolute Law text line before we get to the Christmas song list. Thanks to Corrine for this list. Thank you very much. And I'll read your email, too, that you sent along with it. But from the Absolute Law text line, I am being shamed for supporting Dave. Stan, you need to stop it. Dave's got you whipped. And you're turning soft. Hey, I call it as I see it.
It's credit where credit's due.
Call it as I see it. Oh, and I stand corrected. Although I don't buy it. Hey, what's up, guys? Bite the Bullet was the band that was on at Bike Night when Dave was out there. And Raphael, the lead singer, does do the woo for Dave.
Oh, yeah. I think they're buddies.
Apparently, every show, they do it for Dave. And then Dave acts like it's all about him.
Well, they would do the woo, and then Dave would go, right on.
Right on. Jeez.
Get some.
Yeah. This is great. This is a great email. This comes to us from Corrine.
Oh, are we jumping right into it?
Yeah, I'm going to go read her letter, and then we got the list. Because she has a wonderful list here. And I don't know if she came up with it or it's a list floating around, but it's so true for you lefties and those that hate America and hate Christmas. Because that's what's happening this year. People holding signs up, Santa's not real, and people taking traditional, legendary Christmas songs and just
saying... They hate Santa, yeah. They hate the flag, but they want power.
Yeah. Ahoy, gentlemen, and an early Merry Christmas to you all. Last week, I heard that song, Baby, It's Cold Outside, due to the Me Too movement, thinking whatever the hell they think about life in the good old USA. Below is a list of songs that potentially will be banned once the Me Too movement reviews them. I only have to ask, when are books going to be banned? Anyone thinking the resurgence of the Third Reich? I mean, the lyrics to Baby are from 1944. I guess men were allowed to come on to women back then, but not anymore. It's a sad thing.
Well, it's all to stop procreation altogether.
I just don't see the insanity stopping. Here's the list. You got like a little Christmas instrumental?
Well, that's what I was waiting for.
Yeah, a little Christmas instrumental. Entitled, How Did Our Generation Survive? And every one of these, you know, the Me Toos would probably go and use these as valid points to Christmas songs. Number one, I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus. Subjecting minors to softcore porn and condones cheating.
Well, I told you the Catholic Church tried to ban it until they realized what it was about, and then they stopped.
One of the all-time greats, the Christmas song. You know, chestnuts roasting on an open fire?
Mm-hmm.
Well, open fire? That's pollution. Folks dressed up like Eskimos? That's cultural appropriation. Oh, here we go. Holly Jolly Christmas. Kiss her once for me? Unwanted advances. White Christmas. Well, that's racist. There's no good beyond it.
That's been done.
I'm dreaming of that. That's pure, unadulterated racism. Let's see what else she has on this list. Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, he sees you when you're sleeping, knows when you're awake. What are we dealing with? A peeping Tom stalker here? This is inappropriate. Staring in your privacy. The most wonderful time of the year. Everyone telling you, be of good cheer. Forced to hide your depression. You know, don't hide it. They're telling you to hide your depression.
Yeah, celebrate your depression.
Number 7, we heard this one before. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Well, that's bullying. We don't want to have songs condoning bullying. Number 8. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. All the forced gender-specific gifts in that song. dolls for Janice and Jen, boots and pistols, guns, I might add, for Barney and Ben. Oh, it doesn't matter. Barney and Ben have every right to have a doll, don't they? Ugh. Santa Baby. Gold Digger. Blackmail. Frosty the Snowman. Well, that's sexist. There is not a snow woman in the thing. Do you hear what I hear? Well, can't have that one around. That's blatant disregard for the hearing impaired.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of all of them. Get rid of all of them. They're no good, huh? What is it with you people? Oh, someone just posted. I can't say blackmail either. That's racist. What else we got? Hold on. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay? Wow. Just wow.
On yeah, that. Homophobic. Yeah. Yeah.
Jingle Bell Rock. Giddy up, jingle horse. Pick up your feet. That's animal abuse. You PETA people know that. That song's inappropriate. Number 14. Mistletoe and Holly. Well, that's overeating, folks stealing a kiss or two. How did this song ever see the light of day?
Unwanted advances.
Yeah. How did it ever see? Okay, here we go. Winter Wonderland. Parson Brown demanding they get married. Well, ladies, you know that's a forced partnership. You can't know. Inappropriate. Lose it.
Stan?
Yeah.
How is it that they're so successful in pushing this agenda?
I don't know. Do you hear how ridiculous this is? And don't go and nitpick. If you're going to go and go after one, you got to go after them all. See, here's the amazing thing. And Haney and I learned this. I got a few more on here. This is the God's honest truth. And this was before even everything changed. Haney and I have done thousands and thousands and thousands of shows. We will get complaints. What happens is everybody's laughing along if we're singling somebody out and it's not them or their cause or their little malady. Soon as you hit theirs, then they're offended. They'll laugh right along with everything else because they pick and choose. Oh, it's great to be laughing at somebody else. And let me tell you something, Haney and I pick on ourselves more than we pick on anybody else.
You're absolutely right about that, you fat tongue son of a bitch.
Don't even start with me, you waterfall of character flaws. let's see. Yeah, everything's funny and great until it affects you. Then suddenly your feelings are hurt.
I don't know. I think comedy's in real trouble.
Comedy's in very big trouble. Well, we got a couple more here. I'll be home for Christmas.
You can count on me.
That's kind of hinting at the homeless, and that's just plain insensitive.
Yeah, what about people that don't have homes?
Yeah. I'll be home for Christmas. Yeah. What if you don't have a home for Christmas? Huh? That's insensitive. That's hurt feelings. And, of course, the granddaddy of them all. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. That's simply homicide. That's murder. Okay? You're gonna go and enjoy a song about murder?
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
No.
Careful.
Drug abuse.
Yep. Careful on that. Blowing. Yeah, I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, the Christmas song, Holly Jolly Christmas, White Christmas, Santa Claus is coming to town, most wonderful time of the year, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, Santa Baby, Frosty the Snowman, do you hear what I hear, have yourself a merry little Christmas, Jingle Bell Rock, Mistletoe and Holly, Winter Wonderland, I'll Be Home for Christmas, and Grandma Got Run Over, get rid of them. Do you see how ridiculous you sound?
No, they don't.
Can't do Blue Christmas either. It offends the Smurfs.
That's the jingle bell ride.
Take a break. Mark Haney will take a look at some headlines. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Right now, as we speak, you're just moments away from an acoustic set at Howell Gallery and Tattoo in Fort Myers with Under Oath, Spencer Chamberlain and Aaron Gillespie. Hanging out with Zito today. Howell Gallery and Tattoo, Fort Myers. Join him there. We're Stan and Haney.
That's the jingle bell.
96 K Rock.
That's the jingle bell rock.
All women are crazy. And so are we. No wonder things have gone so smoothly for us in the romance department. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday afternoon, or as I like to call it, Tuesday Eve. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails 30 minutes away from the Wayback Machine. We're going to go back to this very day in a particular year, see what was on the Billboard charts for this day. We'll look at the bottom five of American Top 40. Absolute Law text line. So true. Guys, life was great when we were kids 30 or 40 years ago.
You know, looking back on it, yeah.
Christmas is happy. No bullcrap tension. You guys rock. Maravilla Bill. This one. Yeah, put your thinking caps on with this one. Although I think the left embraces unwed mothers. Ahoy, guys. If this is the case with these Christmas songs, Christmas itself should be eliminated altogether. It celebrates an unwed mother giving birth.
Well, Christianity's under attack.
Oh, of course it is. It's I think, Stan's opinion, I think that this year, as far as the attacks on music, as far as no Santa, is the worst it's ever been. Remember last year when the president said we're saying Merry Christmas again. No more of this happy holidays. We're saying Merry Christmas. That was very positive. Now this year, it's taken that negative spin. Christmas shouldn't be celebrated. The songs we grew up on are sexist, racist, homophobic. Give me a break. What the hell is your problem?
And you know, really what they're doing is they're trying to rob kids.
Rob kids.
Leave them alone.
Yep. You know what? You go and you brainwash the college kids. Now it's in the high schools. Now little kids you're trying to affect.
You know, that's our most basic responsibility.
Yep.
Protect our kids. And if you can't do that, at least stay out of the way.
And I honestly, is it me? I honestly can't see how a grown adult thinking rationally would go and want to attack these things. Don't you see how wrong it is? And you will go with a straight face and say all of these horrible things about Christmas time? I don't get it. Are you that angry? Are you that angry?
Well, that's what some of it is. I mean, you could argue that's what all of it is when you have a belief, a movement, and their whole identity is wrapped up in grievances. We've been mistreated. That doesn't lead to positive things.
Nope. Seriously. It's very unappealing.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, here we go. Let's start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Palm Beach Boulevard, the 4500 block. Now, I'm looking at this. I think these are tied in. It's the Palm Beach Boulevard, and I said the 4500 block. Now, this one has the actual road. It's called Dusty Trail.
It's on the Dusty Trail.
Yeah, and Palm Beach Boulevard. Fort Myers, crash, Gateway Boulevard, and Town Lake Park Drive, or Town Lake Drive. Lehigh Acres, crash, Alvin Avenue and Lee Boulevard. And then we'll head to Bonita Springs. Crash, Old 41 and Dean Street in Bonita Springs. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What's coming up? Well, he's about ready to tell you. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you didn't know. Christmas mayhem. We have several stories on that. I can't tell you how many times I have wanted to do this here and at every other radio station that I've worked at, because you have food thieves.
Yup. Dave.
A woman demands police run DNA test to determine which roommate ate her yogurt. They did it.
You're darn right they did.
A 24-year-old millennial actually had a job interview. Good for him.
Yes. Job interview.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they come wearing patchouli, a t-shirt, and torn tight jeans?
Not sure if he understands what a job interview is, though.
What?
Because while he was at the store for the job interview,
yeah,
shoplifts a pair of sneakers.
Oh, God.
And finally, an unbelievable story about an 88-year-old Tampa woman. She just met her only child 69 years after she was told the child died at birth.
This is an amazing story.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter is important to all of us. Oh, jeez. And we'd like to do the 4 o'clock fluffer right now, brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark,
Stan?
Junior?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
When he's not busy trying to steal Christmas, the Grinch has been known to jump on Twitter.
Yep. Oh, by the way, with the Grinch movie out in Hollywood all behind it, you notice there's nothing wrong with an angry Grinch trying to ruin Christmas.
No,
that's
because
good.
I guess we root for the Grinch now.
Yep.
Maybe one day he'll take Christmas down.
Yep.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
Grinch tweets.
Top Grinch tweets.
Hashtag Green Lives Matter.
That's a good picture of Dave and Zito up there from bike night.
Yeah, looks like a professional photographer.
Yeah, somebody professional took it.
PETA's on my ass for making my dog pull an overloaded sled.
Mama and Hillary, please. Hey, let's go to Groupon and get some discount tickets to watch her speak.
Stan, I don't have $5 to give Hillary.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. All the empty blocks of empty seats.
At least at this point, they're not running for anything.
At this point.
This has nothing to do with charity.
No.
Or a cause.
This is profit.
This is Bill and Hillary Clinton asking you to just give them money. Yeah. And what do you get in return?
What do you get?
You get to be in the same room with them. That's about it.
Ridiculous.
That's it.
Ridiculous.
And they'll bash Trump for you.
Yep. It's what you want.
But other than that,
yep.
Whatever you pay, it's to be in the same room. And when I say room, you know, auditorium, arena, you barely see them.
Yeah. Unless you move down to the more expensive seats.
No, you can't.
They're empty.
They're blocked off.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. If you're that cheap, you son of a bitch, you're paying for a nosebleed, you'll get a nosebleed. Yeah. I don't care how empty it is. Mm-hmm. You know, it would look better, Hillary, if we filled up the front row. No!
No.
Absolutely not. Those tickets are very valuable.
Put them on Groupon.
They did.
I know.
Top Grinch tweets. Who wants to come to my cave and try out my 39 and a half foot stripper pole?
Ah, there's one that would. Dave would.
What you don't see in the movie is that after I returned all the gifts, I wrote it off on my taxes as a charitable donation. I didn't choose the humbug life. The humbug life chose me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I tried vegan roast beast, and let's just say I'm not evolving on everything. And finally, the very top Grinch tweet.
Yes.
Just came from the doctor. Turns out your heart growing three sizes in one day is not a good thing.
No, it's not. That's
and that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Sad tip,
Freddy. That's an enlarged heart right there. That's not good.
You were poked and prodded today.
Yep.
And they warned you. What they did to you made you feel like you were wetting yourself.
It did.
But then you had that guilt-free feeling, and it was all warm.
Yep, it was warm. Felt like I was peeing. And not a worry in the world about it.
You know what? That does sound kind of pleasant.
For about 40 seconds, I said, this ain't bad.
You know? You got to hold it all the time.
Yeah. Let it go. And see, here's what went through my head when they injected that stuff that I was going to feel like I was peeing. It ran through my head. Well, do they know as I'm lying here that I kind of do have to use the restroom? So there was some ready to... I could have used the restroom.
Did it feel like something was coming out? Or
yeah.
Just like... Really?
Because it went from the top of your head down, and when it hit the urethra...
Yeah?
And it went
spasming?
Went from your stomach down the urethra to the tip, and it felt like... That feels like I'm peeing.
So it felt like there was, like...
You felt
liquid
it go
was
right
coming
down.
Out?
You felt... The liquid coming out of you is 98.6 degrees.
Yeah.
And you felt 98.6 degrees go right down the old Java Jones.
I don't think anybody's ever referred to
yeah,
it as that.
Yeah, the old Java Jones. Yep. Right there.
Nobody calls it that.
I do.
You know, I'm a little worried about you.
What do you mean you're worried about me?
I don't know if I'm telling tales out of school or not, but...
What?
We were outside and...
Yeah?
You were... Talking about what the people get out to get you
yeah,
or something?
Well, I was saying, you were talking about how Dave has a tough life, a lot of people out to get him. And I said, guess what? Welcome to life, because people are out to get us all the time. People, you know what? I got enemies. People don't like me. People don't like you. Then they go out and try to hurt you.
Stan.
What?
I don't think you could come up with a specific individual that means you harm. You're just generally disliked.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Yeah. Nobody specifically.
No.
It's just an overall feeling.
Just a general feeling of dislike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've lived with that most of my life, huh? Try waking up in the morning with that.
But, you know, you don't have a specific nemesis.
No, there's nobody specifically.
It's just general bad tidings.
Yeah.
In a very general way.
Yep. Just don't like them.
Yep. They're not going to, you know, burn energy out to get you.
No, I can't think of one that's, you know, my nemesis.
Yeah. Just a general disgust.
Yep. Ahoy, it's SantaAnie.com. The unsigned. Guys, giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Yeah, I agree with you. PETA would be all over this one. But they haven't gotten to it yet. You got to wait. A lot of things stay out for a while until they recognize them.
They wait until they think they can get away with it.
Yeah. Guys, Frosty the Snowman is not only sexist, it's racist. Remember, Frosty is white. Yep, good point. I stand corrected, Texter. My urine and blood and internal... 96.1 degrees.
I see.
This is from Dave from the UK. Ahoy, gentlemen. By the way, maybe some will applaud... Didn't get a letter from the Guardian today.
Are you kidding?
Did not.
Jesus.
That's impossible.
Yeah. Didn't get one today. I hope everything's okay. Ahoy, gentlemen. I heard you guys talking about the best of shows for Christmas. You were talking about it on Thursday's show. During Thanksgiving, you played best of shows, I believe. Well, two of them. Could these be... please be put on the podcast like the other shows. Those of us who can't listen would love to catch up on some memories. This is far too complicated. I really look forward to the best of shows that feature Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
As they are meaningful to long-term Stan and Haney fans. And I like to remember those days with fondness. If possible, please add these to the podcast. I would really appreciate it, guys. Best regards, David from the UK.
Thank you, David.
Yep.
Yeah. Still miss Tommy.
Yep. And I'm listening. Those were some great shows, but when we were making them, If you listen to the management here, they were the worst shows. They were some spectacular shows.
Mm.
We're going to take a break. Wayback Machine is next. We'll tell you where we're going.
Just like my grandpa used to say, Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. About 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. We're just moments away from going into the Wayback Machine. We'll tell you where we're going. We're going to go to this very day in a particular year and look at the bottom of American Top 40, the five hits we'll look at, 40 through 36, on the charts this very day. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
A couple of things, both in Fort Myers. Crash, Belgian Road and Saddle Road. I have no idea where that is.
Belgians.
I guess that's near FGCU.
Is Paris still on fire?
Not since Macaroon went on TV and said, guess what, I'm giving you a bunch of tax breaks and raises.
Oh, because it was yesterday.
Yep. And that prompted him to go on TV and beg him to stop and throw money at him.
What an idiot.
Yep. Fort Myers, crash, Tice Street and Ortiz Avenue. And you are up to date. We do it every week at this time. Take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this particular week. In fact, it's this day in a particular year. Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This day in 1977.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's live it up.
Stevie Wonder.
You know, Junior and I were talking about Stevie Wonder the other day.
Yes.
What was that thing that he had for, like, four of his albums, the definitive albums in the 70s? He used, like, this massive synthesizer that, like, took up a whole room.
Yeah, it was a modular synthesizer. It's literally like it takes up like this size room, like all the way up to the top.
I saw a picture of it. It's incredible.
Yeah. They probably condensed it by now.
They just rebuilt it at Electric Lady Land
Studios. The real one?
Yeah.
All right. At this point in time, he could do no wrong.
Songs in the Key of Life.
If you don't own that album, there's something wrong with you. True love asks for nothing. Her acceptance is the way we pay. Did you know that life is giving love a guarantee to last forever another day? Just as time knew to move on since the beginning. And the seasons know exactly when to change. Kindness knows no shame, nothing for your joy and pain. And I'll be loving you always. As the day I know I'm living, but tomorrow would make me the past for that I mustn't fear. For I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind. Cause I'll be loving you. Oh, there it is. There's
oh, yeah, that's it.
That's the that's incredible.
And according to legend, the guys that built that had put out an instrumental album, very obscure. I don't even think you can get it. But Stevie Wonder got a hold of it, showed up at the guy's front door holding the album and said, I want to use that thing.
Wow. Post that for our listeners to see on our Facebook page.
But they did. I guess it had been decommissioned, and just this year, somebody decided, you know what, let's rebuild that thing.
Phenomenal. That's Stevie Wonder, number 40, this day in 1977, as this guy.
The tragic Gibb brother.
He wanted to be a Bee Gee. But let me tell you something. The brothers Gibb helped him out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Gibb.
He wasn't around very long, but when he was, they tried to make him even bigger than them.
Yep, and for a while he was.
And then Victoria Principal.
Yep, killed him.
Dead.
There's only one Gibb left.
Yeah.
Barry. And he's still on the road. I can't
leave. That's tough to be the last one.
Yeah.
Is Barry the oldest?
Yes, because Maurice and what's his name?
Robin.
Robin were twins. And then Andy was the youngest.
Yes. So the oldest lives
yep.
the longest.
Yep. Kind of like Brian Wilson, too. His two brothers, younger than him, dead.
Mm. You're talking about can't do anything wrong. The Bee Gees were in that pocket too,
and they went to every artist went to them to do the background or write the song for them.
Yep,
they were huge. That's Andy Gibb right there, number 39. Love is thicker than water. Coming in at number 38, Santa Esmeralda. Don't let me be misunderstood.
It was a dark night on the Mexican border. I was riding my horse called Diablo with a saddle of fine Corinthian leather.
Corinthian.
I was on my way to seek my revenge for the man who had done me wrong. I had a lover, you see, out in the West Texas town of El Paso. That's where I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Wasn't this an animal song?
Yep.
Yeah. Different than this.
Please don't let me be misunderstood.
Corinthian leather.
I ride a black stallion
yep.
with a saddle of fine Corinthian leather. I will have my revenge, Kirk.
Oh, you know what would go good with this? That cowbell.
Oh, yeah. You carry it with you, don't you? You know what would go really well with it is if Junior had some of the conga drums going. He claims to be a drummer, but he's very shy about it. Oh, you even got it in its case.
Yep.
Which is a Ziploc bag.
Yep. That's what it came in. Get your drums ready.
He won't play it. He won't do it. See, this would be perfect. Breaking down. Get those drums, Junior. Come on.
Oh, what? What?
Come Stan's
on.
Got it.
No, get your... Come on. I got you. I got your mic on.
You guys can jam. Pull them by the mic. Come on, this is perfect. Come on. There you go.
Aye. Come on. I thought you said he's a drummer.
He claims to be a drummer.
Not a bongo player.
Same thing.
Come on, do some rolls or something.
Come on, man.
There you go. You're not doing anything.
I'm not a bongo player.
Play it.
I'm not a cowbell player either.
But look at him go. Fine. Yeah, just play with the song. Go. And so on I rode into the Mexican evening until I found the coastal town of Tijuana.
What? I hit my hand with it. Ouch.
I learned the man that I sought revenge from was already dead. So I went to the border crossing, right there on the beach. But it was crowded with filthy Hondurans and other Central American immigrants. I was quite dismayed. I wanted to make my way home, but the border was closed. As my horse relieved itself, I was booed by an angry mob. They didn't know how to handle a man like me, dressed so dapper, on a black stallion breathing fire and a saddle made of fine Corinthian leather. Yeah! Come on, Junior, don't be a pussy. You are hurting yourself, Stan.
I lost my stick.
Ah. There you go. Ow! Oh, yes.
Okay, that's enough of that song. That's enough. Yes.
What do you mean that's enough?
Oh, we gotta go to the next song.
Go through this again.
Never.
Never, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, I hate you.
Okay, coming in at number 37. Chic.
Yowza, yowza, yowza.
Dance, dance, dance.
Oh, Nile Rodgers. Getting worn out?
Yeah.
I imagine Junior is too, even though he didn't do anything.
Yeah, and there he is, walking away from the bunk.
Yep, letting us down again.
Jeez, you've got your musician, you've got your musical equipment, percussion stuff.
I'm not a bongo player.
Learn.
Yowza. Those are congas. Aren't they congas?
Those are bongos.
But there's two of them.
Congas are the bigger ones.
But they're just like bongos?
They're big bongos.
Okay. Oh, the touch. Very nuanced.
Yeah. Yowza, yowza, yowza. That's your favorite part right there.
Yep. That's what made it a hit.
Yep. Because everybody started saying that.
I want to move with you.
Yowza, yowza.
I got the boogie.
Dance.
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 Dance. Dance.
I got the boogie.
Dance. 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 Dance.
I want to boogie with you.
Dance.
Dance.
Dance. Dance.
Magic.
Yeah. That was number 37, Chic. Dance.
And before you ask, yes.
Awesome. Coming in at number 36, this very day in 1977.
Oh, this is great with headphones on, too.
Yeah. E-L-O.
The city streets are empty now. The lights don't shine no more. And so the songs are way down low. Turning, turning, turning. A sound that flows into my mind. The echoes of the daylight. Of everything that is alive. In my blue world. I tell so.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
When you're coming home, I can't go on. The dying embers of a night, the fire that slowly fades to dawn.
See, Junior, he was a Wolverine.
The dancing shadows on the wall, the two-step in the hall. When you are
My Life was still number one. It was number one for the whole year. Mark Caney in the news is next. This is the Stan and Haney program.
Beautiful beaches, world-class golf, and all the five-star amenities you've come to expect from the only radio show you can truly trust with all your financial retirement needs. Okay, that's for Collier. Let's do Lee. We can readily recommend a full-service bail bonds agency with over 50 years of experience. On call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or we could just go with, thanks for listening, Suncoast Estates. And we didn't forget you, Pine Manor, Essay, or Holmes, whichever you prefer. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for joining us. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. 6 o'clock. Woo!
Yeah.
Roger Marley and Dave the Waterman going to have the cockfight tonight.
Hey, Junior, is this mic up?
Yeah.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I did.
Is it up?
It's on the Facebook page, yeah.
What?
This is the coolest thing, you know, and Junior pointed it out. I never think about it, but when it comes to video games, I guess I'm an OG.
What's that?
Because I, original gangster.
Uh-huh.
Because I had the Atari 2600.
Oh, the play.
I played in the arcade.
You're talking about the play. Yeah.
And this company, I guess they're based out of Pittsburgh, somehow, and it's very accurate. Can you bring it up to show to Stan?
I've seen it.
An 8-bit Tecmo Bowl, a football video game. I think it was on the first Nintendo system. And it accurately depicts the lateral at the end of the game, including Gronkowski's failed tackle.
Yeah.
So
very entertaining.
Yeah. So that's up on the Stan and Haney Facebook page if you want to see it. It's quite amusing.
Yeah.
And accurate.
Yes. Yep.
And it will bring back a lot of memories if you're like me and you actually played that game. It's awesome.
Oh, before I do traffic, we got so many people listening to us, so many people that work with plants and flowers and trees, and I need to get my hands on a small indoor, not outside size, indoor size ficus tree. Anybody that can put get a ficus tree for indoors in my hands, I'd appreciate it.
Do we want to just leave it at that? Is there a reason for that?
I need a ficus tree. Don't ask
anymore.
All right,
say no more.
So Stan is
Stan
looking for...
Stan needs a ficus.
Indoor ficus tree. Nothing big that's, you know, like a weeping willow on the road. I need a potted ficus tree. Thank you.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All right, a couple of things.
Odd.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not.
I need a ficus
just
tree.
Just saying it's odd.
I need a ficus tree.
And you won't explain yourself.
No, you know what? We got a lot of, what do they call?
Who among us hasn't found ourselves in the position of needing a ficus, okay?
I need a ficus tree, okay? This from our road watchers, northbound I-75. Is right now a parking lot at Daniels Parkway.
Lovely.
Just an absolute mess. Also,
sorry about that, folks.
Yeah. Also, Fort Myers. Crash, Landing View Road, and Metro Parkway. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the news with Roger Mudd in Indianapolis, David Shoemaker in Indianapolis, Don Webster in Saigon, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, Robert Shackney in New York City, and Jim Kincaid in Hewlett, New York.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, December 10th.
Double M XV triple I.
telling it like it is. I'm Mark Haney.
Text that person back, Junior. Standard.
Time now for things you did not know. You and I are not good with math.
Never have been.
We're not good with numbers.
Nope. That's why we're in the state we're in now.
But I did run across something that illustrates numbers in a way where maybe it might make sense to us. Because, you know, especially when you're hearing about money and the government and how big is the deficit.
Yeah.
The numbers are so big, it's hard to wrap your mind around it. So let's play a little game.
All right. I'm ready.
When was 1 million seconds ago?
Jeez. I don't know. That probably goes by fast.
1 million seconds ago, it was November 28th.
Oh, not that long ago.
So that's 1 million seconds takes us to November 28th. Now, what if we up it to 1 billion seconds ago?
Well, that's a lot of millions. I don't know, a couple of years ago?
1987.
Guess where we were.
At each other's throats?
Yeah. We were working together.
1 billion seconds ago.
Yeah, 1 billion seconds ago, you and I knew each other and we were on the air together.
Mm-hmm. Now, 1 million seconds ago, it was November 28th. 1 billion seconds ago, it was 1987. What if we up that to 1 trillion seconds?
That's a lot of billions. I don't know. That's got to go back to Christopher Columbus time.
It takes us back to 30,000 B.C.
Ooh.
And so when you hear about, you know, our deficit being in trillions, it's something we can't even fathom.
You can't wrap your brain around it.
Nope.
Chicken Man, you can bring it by tomorrow. Other texter, tomorrow's good too. Thank you.
What are your odds of survival if you fall from 48 feet or less?
Oh, I have done it. Pretty good.
Van Halen concert.
Yep.
Depending on how high you go, there is at least a 50-50 chance you'll survive.
From 40 feet.
48.
48 feet. Boy, I'll tell you, when I landed, I felt electricity go right up my spine.
What about when you up it to 84 feet? What are your odds of survival?
You're going to die.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Now, you have a good 10% chance of living.
You're dead, especially if you land on some asphalt or concrete. If you land into a bushel of leaves.
Stan, I didn't say you'd thrive and be okay.
Right.
I said simply survive.
If I landed on a ficus tree, I'd live.
You know, there's... not so much lately, but whenever it comes up, people, and I think it's still in court, talking about net neutrality and all of this.
Yep.
Without making a statement one way or the other about this, just so you're informed as to what's going on now. What percentage of web traffic would you say general browsing takes up?
Probably most of it. I would say, yeah. Everybody goes and browses the web. I'd say that's most of it.
It accounts for only 17% of web traffic.
What's the rest of it?
How much do you think Netflix accounts for of total web traffic worldwide?
3%.
15%.
What? No, what's general surfing is what?
17.
And Netflix is what?
15.
Very close.
And it's that time of year again.
It sure is. It sure is.
And I hope Cape Coral PD is listening. Hmm. A church in Texas was holding a Breakfast with Santa event on Saturday morning. And three guys were there protesting Breakfast with Santa.
This is the new in thing to do.
The church repeatedly asked them to leave their property, and eventually two of them did. But not 31-year-old Aaron Urbanski. He felt the need to stay and spoil everyone's Breakfast with Santa. When he felt the need to lie to children and say bad things about Santa, like Santa isn't real, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
I've seen him.
That crossed the line, and the church called the police. The police showed up and put the a-hole in cuffs.
Good. Can you tell me, with this new fad, Santa isn't real to kids, Breakfast with Santa, and you got the protesters there.
Are they just trying to prank kids?
I don't know. Yet it's no problem. Breakfast with Mickey, Breakfast with Shrek, and it's fun. Nobody's saying, but Breakfast with Santa, and suddenly we're going to let every kid know Santa isn't real. How dare you? I've seen him.
Are they just trying to pull the wool over the kids' eyes?
I don't know. As I told my daughter when she was very small, I've got Santa's phone number. That used to be when she would misbehave or something like that. I'd pick up my cell phone and act like I'm calling Santa. And what you want to watch her snap out of it. And when I told her, I said, every year, I will give you one number to Santa's phone number. So after 7 years, you'll have his number.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I didn't have to get to seven.
No, but for people to say mean things like that,
ridiculous.
And I think about how good that Santa has been to me over the years. Yep. It brings tears to me.
I told you, these people that do this are just angry. They're angry.
How can you be angry at Santa?
You can't be. Evidently, they got potatoes and coal.
Well, there's a good reason for it.
Yep. Take a look at him. You wouldn't give him presents.
No. A woman named Jennifer Sinclair is the principal at Manchester Elementary School in Elkhorn, Nebraska. And she recently sent out a memo to the staff about what is and is not acceptable at her school during the holiday season. Her goal was to remove absolutely anything with religious themes. Well, considering this whole time of year is based on religious themes,
yep.
That seems a little harsh, but okay. On her list, she's banned candy canes.
Yeah, can't have that.
Why? Well, the principal, Jennifer Sinclair, explains, historically, the shape of the candy cane is J for Jesus.
Yeah.
The red is the blood of Christ, and the white is a symbol of his resurrection.
Yeah. Sounds just like Principal Junior.
So, obviously, we can't have that horrific symbolism.
Yeah.
Parents flooded the school district with angry phone calls.
Darn right.
The school district heard the parents and wound up suspending Principal Jennifer as they investigate. They've gotten so many angry calls that they have posted police in the school on the outside chance that an angry parent might try something. Everybody's lost their
Yep.
In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, if you've ever had food stolen by a coworker or a roommate,
Dave,
this story will make you want to stand up and cheer. There is a woman who's a student at the Chinese Culture University in Taipei, Taiwan. She recently called the police to report a crime. She believes one of her five roommates ate her yogurt. Mm-hmm. Now, even though the yogurt has a value at less than $2, the woman was furious. She called the police and demanded that they investigate, including a DNA test to find the thief. And the police did it. It cost more than $500 to test every roommate and the empty yogurt container, but the process worked like a charm.
Sure did.
The police immediately knew which roommate stole the yogurt, and she's now been charged with theft and has a court date.
Good. Now, I have a texter here with the last two digits of 3-2. I'll be fair, texter 3-2. You just texted a horrible, horrible statement. Santa isn't real, dumbasses. Now, if you text me back within the next 10 seconds, 3-2, and say you are just joking, I'll let it pass. You don't, I'm blocking you from ever texting us again.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, isn't any of this anger about Santa, isn't any of that a hate crime?
I think it is.
Sorry about that, folks. Did I say Bill?
You got, how many minutes did I say he could had? Junior, what did I say?
10?
Nope, not that long. He's hearing what I'm saying right now. You got 2 minutes.
Bill. This is an amazing story.
All right, you're okay. He said it was a joke.
Sorry about that, folks. This really is an amazing story. Genevieve Purinton is 88 years old. She lives in Tampa, never raised any kids, and all 8 of her siblings have passed away. She's been on her own for a while now. Remember, she's 88.
Yeah.
She did have a child when she was 18, but had decided to give it up for adoption. Her doctors told her the baby died at birth. But she recently found out that's not true. They were just trying to make the adoption easier for her. Connie Moultrup is now 69 years old and lives in Vermont. Despite what doctors told Genevieve, she survived the birth and was put up for adoption and grew up in Southern California. Last Christmas, Connie got an Ancestry DNA kit as a gift.
Oh, jeez.
And recently found out Genevieve was her biological mother. And last week, they met each other for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing was quite emotional, lots of tears. Genevieve went 69 years believing the only child she ever had died at birth. But now, as it turns out, not only does she have a daughter, she has a granddaughter and two great grandchildren.
That is amazing. And that's where ancestry works, that kit. Happy ending, and then others where...
Stan is burdened.
Yeah, best to be kept
quiet. Speaking of which, you haven't heard anything from that broad, have you?
Not lately. I'm predicting a Christmas card.
Yeah, because didn't you start sending her emails back as a wrong address or something?
No, she kept trying to... I've been trying to call you. Is this the correct number? Which it wasn't. I just never responded. Then she tried getting...
What'd you do? Get a burner phone just to deal with her?
No, she wrote the number down wrong.
Oh,
her
good.
Fault. But then she started contacting my girlfriend.
Oh.
And I told her, don't respond. They've died off.
Yeah, but you know there's going to be a blitz at Christmas.
Yep. Sure do. Sometimes it works with the ancestry, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, if you're related to Stan. And that's the news for today, Monday, December 10th.
MMXVIII.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. Dave the Waterman turning a new leaf. Going to tell us about the cockfight tonight. Maybe enough time for a James Brown Christmas song. We're Stan and Haney.
I'm sure Stan and Haney have a really funny joke coming up. Right, guys? Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending the afternoon with us. Roger Marley and Dave the Waterman coming up at 6 o'clock. Go ahead, Woo.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right.
Let's damn check right.
Get some.
Traffic.
Hell yeah.
Then I have one question to ask Dave, and then we got a James Brown Christmas song for you.
Because it's that time of year
again. It sure is.
K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board. Fort Myers, we've got a crash, Doherty Parkway and Daniels Parkway. And then this one, Fort Myers, crash, Lakeview Drive and Palm Beach Boulevard. And you... are up to date. Dave the Waterman.
Yes, brother.
I have just a question to ask
you. Sure, man.
Have you ever lived in a mud hole and mated with girls in a mud hole?
Huh. You know, I can't say that I have. I've passed out in many of them.
In a mud hole.
But I've never made it with a chick in a mud hole.
In a mud hole.
No, I mean, that's pretty disgusting.
Be sure to listen during the best of week where... 11 years ago, Dave told the whole story as if it was the truth that he lived in a mud hole. Now, that'll be coming up. Let's do some James Brown. You were lying.
I can't remember, man. Come on.
This is the best Christmas song in the world.
Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto.
Yeah, Santa Claus.
Hitch up your reindeer. Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny.
Yeah, toy for Johnny.
Leave a doll for Mary.
That's sexist.
Leave something pretty for Donnie. And don't forget about Gary.
Oh, Gary.
Right,
Santa Claus.
Gary.
Go straight to the ghetto.
Oh, sing it, Stan.
Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you.
I will.
Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see. Cause that was once Me.
Yep. But you're living the high life now.
Hit it.
Hit it. Hit it.
Hit it.
Hit it.
You see mothers.
Yeah.
And so brothers.
Oh, darn right. Number one right there.
Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus. Oh, Lord. Go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so.
Yeah.
Fill every stocking you find. They know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto.
Yeah, leave Naples behind.
If anyone wanna know, tell them Hank Ballard told so.
Oh, yeah.
Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes.
Yep, we're tearing up.
Believe it or not, guest on this show.
Yes, sir. A couple of times.
Don't leave nothing for me. I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, the soul brother needs so.
Yeah, number one.
Santa Claus.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
People in the office love potlucks. I don't know, every month in my office we had to have a potluck. And the purpose of the potluck is for everybody to bring one dish. I bring the greens, the chicken, the candy yams. Hey, Zeus or Jesus, I call him Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, that's Jesus, right? Where he get Hey Zeus from? I'm calling you Jesus, all right? Jesus bring the tacos, burritos, and Amy bring the jacked up potluck salad all the time. You know what salad I'm talking about. The salad with the marshmallows, mayonnaise, and apples in it. That jacked up potluck salad. What's ever in Amy's refrigerator, she gonna put in that salad. Marshmallow, mayonnaise, peanut butter, pickles. You trying to kill us, Amy. We ain't gonna eat that salad no more. And I was a supervisor in the office, so everybody get mad. You know, you need to tell Amy about her jacked up salad. I'm gonna tell Amy. Listen, Amy, we're tired of you bringing that jacked up potluck salad all the time. Look at Jesus. Jesus has been cooking tamales since 4:30 this morning. You bring a bowl, put some marshmallow, mayonnaise, brake fluid, and call it a salad? You're not the team player. I'm going to my office. I got work to do. I work hard. I'm playing solitaire on my computer.
Have yourselves a great evening. Hey, guess what? In a few minutes, Dave's going to try to think about the time he lived in a mud hole. Because years ago, it was gospel. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this. Laughter is important to all of us. Oh, jeez. And we'd like to do the 4 o'clock fluffer right now, brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
When he's not busy trying to steal Christmas, the Grinch has been known to jump on Twitter.
Yep. Oh, by the way, with the Grinch movie out in Hollywood all behind it, you know, so there's nothing wrong with an angry Grinch trying to ruin Christmas.
No.
That's
because
good.
I guess we root for the Grinch now.
Yep.
Maybe one day he'll take Christmas down.
Yep.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
Grinch tweets.
Top Grinch tweets.
Hashtag Green Lives Matter.
That's a good picture of Dave and Zito up there from bike night.
Yeah, looks like a professional photographer.
Yeah, somebody professional took it.
Pete is on my ass for making my dog pull an overloaded sled.
Mama and Hillary, please. Hey, let's go to Groupon and get some discount tickets to watch her speak.
Stan, I don't... I don't have $5 to give Hillary.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. All the empty blocks of empty seats.
At least at this point, they're not running for anything.
At this point.
This has nothing to do with chair. It is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would look better, Hillary, if we filled up the front row. No.
No.
Absolutely not. Those tickets are very valuable.
Put them on Groupon.
They did.
I know.
Top Grinch tweets. Who wants to come to my cave and try out my 39.5-foot stripper pole?
Ah, there's one that would. Dave would.
What you don't see in the movie is that after I returned all the gifts, I wrote it off on my taxes as a charitable donation. I didn't choose the humbug life. The humbug life chose me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I tried vegan roast beast, and let's just say I'm not evolving on everything. And finally, the very top Grinch tweet.
Yes.
Just came from the doctor. Turns out your heart growing 3 sizes in one day is not a good thing.
No, it's not.
Such a way with words.
That's a...
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock line.
Elvis has left the building.
Sad tip, baby.
That's an enlarged heart right there. That's not good.
Not you know good. You were poked and prodded today.
Yep.
And they warned you. What they did to you made you feel like you were wetting yourself.
It did.
But then you had that guilt-free feeling, and it was all warm.
Yep, it was warm. Felt like I was peeing, and not a worry in the world about it.
You know what? That does sound kind of pleasant.
For about 40 seconds, I said, this ain't bad.
You know? You got to hold it all the time.
Yeah, let it go. And see, here's what went through my head when they injected that stuff that I was going to feel like I was peeing. It ran through my head. Well, do they know as I'm lying here that I kind of do have to use the restroom? So there was some ready to... I could have used the restroom.
Did it feel like something was coming out? Or
yeah.
Just like... Really?
Because it went from the top of your head down, and when it hit the urethra...
Yeah?
And it went
spasming?
Went from your stomach down the urethra to the tip, and it felt like... That feels like I'm peeing.
So it felt like there was, like,
you felt
liquid
it go
was
right
coming
down.
Out.
You felt the liquid coming out of you is 98.6 degrees.
Yeah.
And you felt 98.6 degrees go right down the old Java Jones.
I don't think anybody's ever referred to
yeah,
it as that.
Yeah, the old Java Jones. Yep. Right there.
Nobody calls it that.
I do.
You know, I'm a little worried about you.
What do you mean you're worried about me?
I don't know if I'm telling tales out of school or not, but...
What?
We were outside and...
Yeah?
You were talking about... What was it, people get out to get you
yeah,
or something?
Well, I was saying, you were talking about how Dave has a tough life. A lot of people out to get him. And I said, guess what? Welcome to life, because people are out to get us all the time. People, you know what? I got enemies. People don't like me. People don't like you. Then they go out and try to hurt you.
Stan.
What?
I don't think you could come up with a specific individual that means you harm. You're just generally disliked.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.